Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
This week we're going to take a look at Islam, and we're going to first see what is their authority. Now, they would say that they believe in the book, and when they say that, they're referring to the Jewish Old Testament and Christian New Testament. However, when they say that, they really don't believe it. Why? Because they believe that the Bible was written down first by Moses, and then men corrupted it, then by David, then men corrupted it, then by Jesus, and men corrupted it, then the Quran by Muhammad, and it can't be corrupted. This is a real problem because, first off, just a little bit of critical thinking, we see that if God couldn't keep his word the first three times he revealed himself to man, what in the world would make us think that he could keep it the fourth time? This is emphasized even greater because we do know that what the Quran was recited audibly, and then eventually they realized their soldiers were dying and they needed to start writing this down. And so as they wrote it down, they ended up realizing they had to have one copy. So the third caliph, Uthman, had decided that he would write it down. They realized they had different versions, and he put an edict out to burn the abhorrent texts. In other words, there had to have been different versions to have something to burn. And that means that we don't know whether Uthman actually corrupted what they would say God had given to him. So they can't really trust that. The other thing that we have is hadiths, and these are going to be the writings of Muhammad that were written down after his death.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.